just grown, realized, you know, 7,500. You are dashes, and it's a 50 for girls, and then we have 300, 400, and 440 left.
Yeah,
and
then you have a school.
Mm-hmm.
How'd y'all do with you?
Well, we won, you know, our conference track meet. The girls did. We were pretty good. And one girl on our team, she, you know, broke a conference record in 100 yard dash.
Did they have, like,
the
state meets
originally? Mm-hmm. We met to North Hampton, we didn't go any further.
Northeast Junior College
Athletic Track? Well, I got a scholarship in basketball going there.
What's that school
for
women's college in Mississippi? They always have a national championship, women's basketball.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Mississippi
State. Yeah. Is it Delta State?
Yeah, Delta State.
Cigarettes were things that you might smoke, these thick brown cigars.
Sure,
okay. Say if people were at a party, they were sitting around the piano, they might be doing what?
Singing.
Sure. And if somebody told a funny joke, they might be
laughing.
If somebody offered to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be
a bother.
Okay. What about if somebody asks you to do a favor for them and you are able to do it, you might say, sure, I do that.
Sure, I can do it.
But on the other hand, if you're not able to, you might say, well, I'm sorry, but I just
can't do it.
Say if a farmer's looking at his corn and he's surprised because it's so short, he might say, well, that's funny. This time of year it's taller.
It was taller?
Okay.
It was taller?
Well, it's really short. He's surprised because it's so short. He said, at this time of year it's
shooting.
Right, okay. And if somebody's mother is really getting on her child, you might say, well, now you're not doing what you're
supposed to.
Yeah. Or if a boy got whipped, you might say, well, I'll bet he did something he
was not supposed to.
Okay. Or if you're refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, well, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just
won't do it.
Or say, talking about the possibility of you being able to do something, you might say, well, I'm not sure about that, but I do it for you.
I may be able.
Okay. All right. A few more animals. What would you call the kind of bird that's able to see in the dark? That would be
an owl.
Yeah. You have different kinds around here?
I don't know.
There's a lot of owls and owls.
Yeah.
People ever call them a hoot owl?
Yeah, hoot owl.
Have you ever heard of a little one that's got a high-pitched voice?
No.
Screech owl or squinch owl or something like that?
I haven't heard of
it. Okay. What about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Pecker wood.
Right. Okay. And the kind of animal that's got a white stripe down its back and really smell bad?
A skunk.
Right. Heard that going on there? What about animals that are bad to get in your hen roost and raise your chickens, kill your chickens? What would those be?
Fox.
Can you think of words that, in general, that would cover animals like foxes or weasels or anything like that? A farmer might say, I want to get my shotgun and take care of those